academic study, more as a chance to relive his childhood. "Ah, is it?" murmured Reg, "is it?" and turned back to Richard. "It's the Coleridge dinner," he said knowledgeably. "Coleridge was a member of the college, you know," he added after a moment. "Coleridge, Samuel Taylor, a poet. I expect you've heard of him. This is his dinner. Well, not literally, of course. It would be cold by now." Silence. "Here, have some salt." "Thank you. I think I'll wait," said Richard, surprised. There was no food on the table yet. Go on, take it," insisted the professor, proffering him the heavy silver salt cellar. Richard blinked in bemusement, but with an interior shrug, he reached to take it. In the moment that he blinked, however, the salt cellar had completely vanished. He started back in surprise. "Good one, eh?" said Reg, as he retrieved the missing cruet from behind the ear of his deathly right-hand neighbour, provoking a surprisingly girlish giggle from somewhere else at the table. Reg smiled impishly. "Very irritating habit, I know. It's next on my list for giving up after smoking and leeches." Well, that was another thing that hadn't changed. Some people picked their noses, others habitually beat up old ladies on the streets. Reg's vice was a harmless, if peculiar one, an addiction to childish conjuring tricks. Richard remembered the first time he had been to see Reg with a problem. It was only the normal angst that periodically takes undergraduates into its grip, particularly when they have essays to write, but it had seemed a dark and savage weight at the time. Reg had sat and listened to his outpourings with a deep frown of concentration, and when at last Richard had finished, he pondered seriously, stroked his chin a lot, and at last leaned forward and looked him in the eye. "I suspect that your problem," he said, "is that you have too many paper clips up your nose." Richard stared at him. "Allow me to demonstrate," said Reg, and leaning across the desk, he pulled from Richard's nose a chain of 11 paper clips and a small rubber swan. "Ah, the real culprit," he said, holding up the swan. "They come in cereal packets, you know, and cause no end of trouble. Well, I'm glad we've had this little chat, my dear fellow. Please feel free to disturb me again if you have any more such problems." Needless to say, Richard didn't. Richard glanced around the table to see if there was anybody else he recognised from his time at the college. Two places away to the left was the Don who had been Richard's Director of Studies in English, who showed no signs of recognising him at all. This was hardly surprising, since Richard had spent his 3 years here assiduously avoiding him, often to the extent of growing a beard and pretending to be someone else. Next to him was a man whom Richard had never managed to identify. Neither, in fact, had anyone else. He was thin and vole-like, and had the most extraordinarily long, bony nose. It really was very, very long and bony indeed. In fact, it looked a lot like the controversial keel which had helped the Australians win the America's Cup in 1983, and this resemblance had been much remarked upon at the time, though not, of course, to his face. No one had said anything to his face at all. No one. Ever. Anyone meeting him for the first time was too startled and embarrassed by his nose to speak, and the second time was worse because of the first time, and so on. Years had gone by now, 17 in all. In all that time he had been cocooned.
Говорить о чем-то поздно. Вы обречены. Смерть Павла Кушнира и арест Дианы Логиновой – два отдельных события, но они укладываются в один нарратив. Публичное высказывание перестало быть только актом искусства и превратилось в акт гражданского сопротивления. Павел Кушнир, пианист и антивоенный активист, был арестован по обвинению в публичных призывах, держал голодовку и умер в СИЗО в июле 2024 года. Его история – демонстрация того, как отдельный голос, пусть и крошечный по охвату, может стать поводом для людоедской реакции госмашины, а после – для общественного забвения. Диана Логинова, Наоко, молодая уличная исполнительница группы Stop Time, чье исполнение собрало публику в Петербурге, а видео с концерта стали вирусными. В результате ей предъявили административные протоколы за организацию несогласованного массового пребывания и за дискредитацию армии. Обвинение, которое в ряде случаев влечет не только штрафы, но и уголовную ответственность. Сейчас ей грозит реальная угроза, ее могут посадить на 7 лет, и ее соотечественники будут наблюдать за этим молча. Что общего у этих дел? В нормальном обществе исполнение песни на улице – эпизод уличной культуры. В авторитарной среде тот же акт становится угрозой общественному порядку, дискредитации или организации массовых беспорядков. Таким образом, криминализуется сама публичность несогласия. Неважно, сколько людей слушало, важно, что акт публичен. Это превращает творчество в поле риска. На практике это означает, что молодые артисты, студенты, музыканты, поэты оказываются на передовой, где штраф или арест – обычная цена за публичное высказывание. Павел Кушнир умер в следственном изоляторе после голодовки, объявленной в знак протеста против войны и репрессий. Даже если исходные обвинения оказались абсурдными или чрезмерными, ответная реакция государства, лишение медикаментозной и юридической поддержки, длительное содержание под стражей и в итоге гибель посылает мощный сигнал своему обществу. Публичная критика нас может стоить жизни вам. Это не только индивидуальная трагедия, это системное предупреждение, предназначенное для деморализации потенциальных протестующих, но и для подавления возможной солидарности, которая есть только через VPN в запрещенном ТРЭЦ. Почему большинство выбирает покорность? Исторически и социологически есть несколько факторов. Для многих приоритет – сохранение работы, дохода, крыши над головой, риск быть замеченным властями воспринимается как непозволительная роскошь. Контролируемые медиа десятилетиями в России формируют рамки допустимого, в которых альтернативные интерпретации маргинализируются. Практика наказаний, штрафы, аресты, уголовные дела создают эффект устрашения, и это работает. Но и культурная инерция, агрессивная ностальгия по прошлому, факторы, цементирующие замшелость и отсталость. Результат – широкая пассивность и адаптация к давлению. Люди выбирают холодильник и телевизор, а не риск. Это объясняет, почему масштабного сопротивления не будет в этом обществе никогда. И почему давление на отдельные акты протеста не вызывают лавинообразной ответной реакции. Поохали и разошлись. Они это знают. Они знают вашу реакцию. Ждем следующего. В Северной Корее режим держится десятилетиями благодаря комбинации информационной изоляции, репрессии и культуры подчинения. Важно заметить, Россия и КНДР – разная историческая, экономическая и социальная реальность. Тем не менее, схожая логика. Институциональное закрепление повиновения сохранится там на десятилетия. Если не будет слома механизмов репрессий, и если не изменится массовая политическая культура, а этого не произойдет, это не догма, а предупреждение. Процессы трансформации могут занять поколения, и речь даже не о сегодняшних первоклассниках. Истории Павла и Дианы показывают, что цена неповиновения и вообще голоса очень высока, а солидарность в России – редкость. Вы обречены. Что можно сделать, но этого тоже не случится? Давать международную огласку случаям репрессий против творческих единиц, поддерживать их информационно, юридически, материально, тех, кто пострадал, работать над культурными проектами, которые формируют и распространяют гражданскую солидарность противостояния от музыки до художественных и образовательных инициатив. Но ничего не получится. Значимого сопротивления не сформируется. Не питайте иллюзий. Даже за 3 года ничего не произошло. Стало только хуже. Гиблое дело и земля. Истории Павла и Дианы о цене, которую платят отдельные люди, за право говорить, они демонстрируют, что в условиях, где государство трактует творчество как угрозу, артист становится одновременно и музыкантом, и объектом политического давления, и заложником. Смерть Павла – это невозвратная потеря, уже поглощенная забвением. Задержание Дианы – предупреждение для оставшихся не рыпаться, а кланяться. Ну а вместе эти истории образуют тревожный портрет общества, где выбор большинства – подчинение. Это и делает возможными такие репрессии. И это будет продолжаться. Ну и напоследок. Поразительно, как люди умудряются жить в информационном вакууме. Именно вы, такие милые, аполитичные, ничего не знающие и не желающие знать, с полной уверенностью в своей правоте понесете никому не нужный русский мир в другие страны, если только вам прикажут. На кон поставлено все, чтобы общество оставалось невежественным и инфантильным.
sure there is going to be more than one unpleasant surprise before we're done.
Radio 1.
That last record was by Miss Black America, and as Steve pointed out, they're in session tonight. This is Half Man, Half Biscuit. Unequalled on Earth and probably anywhere in the solar system. Half Man, Half Biscuit from the EP Editor's Recommendation on Probe Plus Records. That's Bob Wilson, Anchorman. You know, I really don't think that should be going at that speed. And it's one of those things where I did start it at 33 and a third, but must have changed it with the side of my hand. If you can see the layout of the studio, you can see that on the webcam. You can see how easy it is to do it. Yeah. When does the next picture come up? I'll put my hand out and show it. I seem to be playing the side of the record here, which is not ideal either. This has not been a good start to the programme, has it? Let's be honest. Well, Lynn claims to have seen these people playing live. I'll investigate further, but that's Røyksopp, R-O-Y-K-S-O-P-P, from Tromsø in Norway. I'm not sure whether you pronounce it Tromsø, but it sounds kind of Norwegian to me, anyway. But I'm easily fooled, and it's on Wall of Sound Records, and very fine it is, too. And once again, we've got Kath outside doing the RDS or digital radio thing. If you got that, you can see the titles of the tracks and the artists and the LPs and record labels passing in review. And jot them down if you're so minded to do that. This is Clear Lake. Quality Entertainment, that's Clear Lake, and a single, Let Go is the title of it. An edited version for the radio, I think that, but I'm not absolutely certain. Does it say that on the... Hold on a second, let me just have a look and see. Where have I made that up? No, radio edit, there you go. And published by Chrysalis, and it's on Domino Records. Right, and Miss Black America now, the first of them coming up in just a moment. It's that they formed in October 1999 when singer Seymour met bassist Mike and drummer Neil at a drum and bass gig in Cambridge. They released their debut EP, The Adrenaline Junkie Class A Mentalist, in May, and then recorded their debut session for the programme. Since then, also, since Seymour made some comments about the obscenity of charging £16.99 for an album, Miss Black America say that they've been banned from all branches of Andy's Records nationwide. Obviously, we don't have the Andy's Records side of that. But here I'm, it's Black America anyway, and this is the eponymous song.
Black.
Well, that's the first tune tonight from Miss Black America, and our technicals were very excited over this session, as we are as well, from Bury St. Edmunds, and that was Miss Black America with Miss Black America. And Steve pointed out they play in Hartlepool on Saturday night with Zig Zig Sputnik, of all people. That's at the studio. And then on Sunday the 22nd, there's the baby barbecue all day at Bury St. Edmunds at Pastello's at the break, featuring Miss Black America, obviously, Miss Spelt Youth, Chevette, the Dawn Parade, Becky Jago, the Bar. Blue, what are you laughing about? Blue Gandhi, and I'm on the air, you know, over here. I don't know what you're up to on that side of the desk. Nevertheless, the Raphael Gray Show Band, Fat Panda, and DJ Dave Gray. What is it? I'll have to have a look in a minute. And on the acoustic stage, Andrew Taylor, OK Hotel, Daisy. It is Lamo. Daisy, Greg MacDonald, Seymour and Gish and others to be confirmed. But that's in Bury St. Edmunds on Sunday anyway, and hopefully I shall be able to report back to you on at least some aspects of that. And when Super Furry Animals were playing in our house last Thursday night, one of them left off a new EP by Wildenfold. I mean, if it's pronounced differently, I don't know, called On The Blink. It's on Wichita Records. And it comes in rather an unusual case, actually. It's kind of a thing where you press a button on the side of it. It's a CD, and it kind of projects it out of the side of the case, which is quite handy and attractive, although possibly rather expensive. This is Stab. I can't believe they're pronounced Wauvenfold, but that's how it's spelled, W-A-U-V-E-N-F-O-L-D, and that's from the EP On The Blink on Wichita Records. It's called Stab. John.Peel at bbc.co.uk if you want to get in touch with us, and this is the ever-wonderful Regurgitate. Goggling with cold blood, as you do. That's Regurgitate on Relapse Records, Carnivorous Erection, the title of the LP. That was Carbonated Death. And we got a hint, didn't we, from the stage today that one of the Relapse bands was going to be coming over here. And perhaps if we can find some adequate parking facilities, they'll be able to do a session for the programme. We can but hope. And an email here from Adam Cresswell. It says, a weekend of happy robots. Adam from Saloon here. We're putting on a weekend of live music called A Weekend of Happy Robots on the 20th to 22nd of July at the Rising Sun Arts Centre in our hometown of Reading. The lineup includes Electrolane, Pram, Clear Spot, Saloon, Portal, first ever live show apart from your session. Kato, who've done a session for us recently, which will be coming up shortly. Delicate AWOL, we've got one of their tracks in the programme later on. Big Eyes, Graham, Stars in the Water, Chemistry Experiment, and Left Hand. And I hope you can plug the event on the show. We don't have the budget that the other Reading Festival can afford. You've got rather better bands, too, to be perfectly honest with you. Anyway, this is Bean. Man.
Yo, I wonder if the youth them now get wise and say, the politician them come give a gun and not come give nothing else after. I wonder if the youth them are just kill off them one another and go on like them a fool. Alright, Ras Moses, come tell them a thing.
Guns got no powers, yeah.
No powers, a man kill man.
It's a cemetery game.
Yeah, yeah, cemetery.
They got their guns, but why?
True.
Killing is their appetite. Guns got no powers, yeah.
No powers at all.
It's a cemetery game.
Remember that, youth.
They get their guns, but why? Killing is their appetite.
Hold on, argument now. See me cool and see me easy and humble up. This little fool a tell me a big gun in my bungalow. How much when him bust it all apartment building crumble up. Him never know in a brick wall him run come stumble up. Youngsters surround him a stumble and a grumble up. Touch back a feel him all a mumble and a fumble up. Tell me about him shot the whole of Tivoli and jungle up. Pack him up and send him down a river to another God.
Them say them a bad man but them only did bad one time. Say them a shot at them, no shot nobody long time. In a them out them, nah, no love for you, mankind. Who tell the brother if it is the wrong man at the wrong time? Say them a bad man, but them only did bad one time. Say them a shot at them, no shot nobody long time. In a them out them, nah, no love for you, mankind. Who tell the boy if it is the wrong man at the wrong time?
Man tell them a shatter, them got talk about them a shatter too. About them use gunshot and cut up man bone just like Halalo. Tell me make that cannot make you wiggle like a bagabo. Run come this the gangster at the worst thing you could ever do.
First me this bad man, well at the last them a go here are you. All a pint and black wine now the gangster them a be half of you. Some rusty machete people have a sack of sack of you. Come this tap a tap, well nobody never heard of you. God,
them say them a bad man but them one time, say them a shot at them, no shoot nobody long time. In a heart, them nah no love for humankind. Who tell the boy if he's the wrong man at the wrong time?
One more time.
Say them a bad man, but them only did bad one time. Say them a shot at them, no shot nobody long time.
Two times, three times, four times.
In a heart, them nah no love for humankind. Who tell the boy if he's the wrong man at the wrong time?
All right. Them see me the fool and me the easy and a humble up. This little fool a tell me a big gun in my bungalow. How much of the bus it all apartment building crumble up. Never know why in a brick wall everyone come stumble up. Youngsters surrounding me my tremble and a grumble up. Touch back a feel him all a mumble and a fumble up. Tell me about the world that the valley and jungle.
Pick him up and send him go a river tangle dungle up.
Guns got no powers, yeah.
Ain't got no powers, yeah.
It's a cemetery, yeah.
It's just a cemetery, yeah.
They got their guns,
but why?
Killing is their appetite.
I don't know why.
Guns got no powers,
no powers, yeah.
It's a cemetery,
it's a cemetery, yeah.
They got their guns, but why?
I say God, I'm protecting yourself.
In case you're fantastically old and are wondering what that tune was that seemed to be the backing for that, it was Spanish Harlem, of course. That's Beanie Man on Big Jeans Records and Blue Vinyl, 7-inch single, and it's called Time. And this is Garlic, another track from their LP, The Murky World of Seats, on Propylactic Records. It's like prophylactic without the H in it. Don't ask me why they spell it that way. And this came out as a single at some stage, but it's on the LP, Slave to the Summer Sun.
Catch your head out of the covers.
the pavementaceous sounds of Garlic, and from the Murky World of Seeds LP, that's Slave to the Summer Sun. An email from Huds, it says, I tend to look out for new stuff on your programme or the internet. Tim Westwood is also a fairly entertaining listen, and that other chap, is it Lamac or something? Between you, bringing music that is needs to be heard to our ears. Cheers for that. And this is TSR. Hold on a second, I've got this at the right speed. I know I have. This is TSR and Gigolo's Dance. little something from Sweden this time, from Horsspiel Music Records, HSM Records, and it's from an EP called A Taste Like Chicken. Gigolo's Dance is the name of it. TSR, the artist or artistes. And don't forget that next Wednesday we've got the White Stripes playing live in our Maida Vale studios, and of course you'll be able to hear them on the programme. But some of you, if you win a complimentary ticket or two in our exciting competition, which will be coming up in about 10 minutes' time, can actually be there to see them play live. Be part of a privileged audience, elitist stuff really it is, I'm shocked, I'm ashamed to have to tell you, but an audience of 35 or 40 people actually in our Maida Vale studios to see the band play live, and a competition coming up shortly. This isn't it, but see how long it takes you to guess who the singer is on this. No, hold on a second, on this.
Stardust by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with vocal refrain.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration.
Ooh, oh, but that was long ago. My consolation is in the stardust of a song.
And beside a garden wall, when the stars were bright,
you were in my arms. The nightingale told its fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it always will. My stardust melody,
the memory of love betrayed.
A surface noise and Frank Sinatra. That's Stardust, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and the Pig's Big 78 for tonight. And here's another one from our session guest, Miss Black America, and this is Personal Politics.
It's not intent that makes us liars, but desire to please and be more than we ever could be in a million years. And all our failures, our demons, we must conquer if we are to be strong, yeah. Yes.
This is good stuff, isn't it? This is from our guest tonight in session, Miss Black America. That was called Personal Politics. I think the band, the first that I've ever featured in this programme, from Bury St Edmunds, although somebody may correct me on that. And I yearn for the day when I can introduce you to the Stowmarket sound. And there are bands in Stowmarket, but none of them really... Well, Cowcube has been on the programme. Well, he's not a band, obviously, but he's from Stowmarket. And it's about time we heard from him again, I think, don't you? Because he was the stuff that he did for us before was really excellent. And who's in session tomorrow night? The Isla set. And amongst other things, I just remembered as I was asking you, and in case you thought I was going nuts. And one of the tunes they're going to be doing is their version of this.